In this, the great information age, you might imagine she would have processed her thoughts a lot faster, like a normal person, but Chehi was locked in an unsolvable dilemma as she ping-ponged between the two men for 3 months. I said to her that if she had this dilemma twice more, she'd end up with enough children for an orphanage, a quip she ignored. She showed me a photo on her phone. "The tattoo artist's face," she said. The man she showed me had shorter hair than the DJ, but was otherwise surprisingly similar, and as skinny as a dried-up anchovy you wouldn't even try to boil for broth. "He looks the same as the other guy. I bet you can just have the baby and claim either man is the father." Chehi seemed too down to even laugh at my joke. Most uncharacteristically, she began to mumble things like, "I should have drunk less. I can't even afford food. I can't ask my umma for the money. What do I do?" Which was so annoying to me that I just said, "Forget them, I'll give you the money." "Hey, that's too much. I'm not just giving it to you for free. I expect it back, with interest. But get it done quickly for now, all right?" "Really? Are you serious? You're the best. Thank you." Chehi changed from the jeans she was wearing to a dress with an elastic waist, and then began to put on makeup. Her lipstick was a color I hadn't seen before, and when I asked when she'd gotten it, she popped her lips a few times at her reflection and said she'd bought it at a Hyundai department store a few days ago. Before I could stop myself, I cried, "How could you be putting on Dior lipstick at a time like this?" As if I had the right to scold, like I'd ever done anything for her in my life. She was putting on her sneakers like slippers, not bothering to slip her heels into them. I said to the back of her head, "You're the one getting surgery, so why do I feel nervous?" "There's nothing to it. Think of it as getting a pimple popped."
"Not the same thing."
I said it with a growl, but felt a little relieved. All right, if she herself was fine with it, no need for me to get overdramatic. Her impervious, close to insensitive personality that normally irritated me was a source of huge relief now. We headed to a nearby gynecologist. She said the doctor there was rude and the place a dump, but she began going there when they offered a 40% discount on HPV vaccines. Whether the specialist even did abortions was a separate issue. "Shouldn't you have researched that on the internet beforehand?" I asked, but there was no way Chehi would spend even a microsecond thinking about that kind of thing. She said if they didn't do abortions, we'd go somewhere else. No one was better than her at bumbling through life's important decisions. The clinic truly was a dump. We were the only people there, which got Chehi a meeting with the doctor as soon as she registered. I sat to wait on a sofa so old that it had permanent butt depressions in its seats. On the walls were posters of all kinds of viruses, the diseases they caused, and the miraculous medicines that cured them, as well as a little blackboard advertising summer deals on laser hair removal, Botox, and fillers. I read all of them while waiting for Chehi, musing over how much it would cost to make my stupid face more tolerable. It was taking longer than I thought for her to get an appointment. The young nurse sitting at the reception desk yawned. They weren't going to do the procedure today, were they? What was taking so long? Unwrapping a couple of the plum-flavored candies on the table and popping them in my mouth, I thought about the urology clinic I'd gone to a few months back. It had a similar vibe. At first, my urethra had tingled a bit when I peed, but after a while, it felt as uncomfortable as if someone were squeezing it, prompting me to get it checked. And since I was going to the clinic near the university subway station, I figured I should take the engineering student I was seeing with me. I felt it was right because we'd done it a few times at that point, an innocent mistake on my part. After peeing into a cup and getting that analyzed, I learned the results weren't some dramatic STD, just my urethra infected by germs and inflammation resulting from it. "I didn't know you could get infected in there," I mumbled to myself, and the doctor, with a concerned expression, delivered an unsolicited lecture about how a woman's genitals featured many kinds of bacteria, and in some cases, the urethra would get infected. Feeling weirdly guilty, I closed the consultation room door behind me, face red. Slightly embarrassed, I went into the injection room and was lying there with my trousers halfway down when I heard across the silence two male nurses talking to each other behind a partition.